not much people do this. Not much people get up in the morning and go farm.
That's Anjali Leedy. She's 20 years old and is one of 43 students in a college intern program at Mao Farms. While most kids her age are still in bed, Anjali is already strapping on her boots for another day of work. She arrives early in the morning to start picking fresh vegetables at the Waianae farm. Anjali laughs when I ask her how her peers react when she tells them about her job.
You work on a farm, and then what do? You know, it's like talking a different language to them when I tell them I work up here.
Julie Iowane is one of the co-managers at Mao. She's in charge of training interns, like Anjali, everything about farming from seed to sale. Julie's days also start long before the sun is up.
5 o'clock this morning, five ladies came to work today. Usually there's like about 10 of us in the morning. And we brought in 9 buckets of sassy salad that weighed at 20 pounds. 20 times 9, that'll be 180 pounds salad we brought in this morning.
Mao Farms' owner, Gary Mauna Kea IV, is working to change the perception of agriculture, as well as the role of young people in organic farming.
We are able to grow food in this valley, and for the longest time, this valley hasn't been productive. We want our young people with a loud voice and a seat at the table to say that agriculture works, and that you can grow food in this valley, and that you can grow food on this island and provide for the population.
Interns in Mao's youth program work 20 hours a week, harvesting and washing produce and preparing farm orders for pickup. In exchange, Mao pays for their tuition towards an associate's degree, with a focus in community food systems from Leeward Community College. Interns also receive a monthly stipend of $500 to $600. Miki Arisato has been interning at Mao since she was 19. She heard about the program through a friend.
I was going to UH Manoa, flunked out, and then took her for telling me, oh, just try this program. I kept to it. Every year we try to have 2 opening positions of co-managers. And so after being here for 3 years, I got my liberals. Then I tried for the position and I got it.
Miki, now 23, is working with UH West Oahu to create a new major on Hawaii sustainable food systems.
I want to farm and I'm young. Give me a chance and I farm them. I try. I want to try to do that kind of stuff here and I want to stay here.
Mao Farms is about more than just growing food. It's shaping the lives of Waianae's youth.
What we do every day, it just transforms some teenagers from going into that dark side of, you know, always thinking about partying, smoking, drinking, which is known to like some of us and some of our family members that are going through that now. This place can really keep me focused and keep me going in school. We uplift each other, we push each other, we motivate each other. And just doing that to one another just makes us want to come back every single day.
Julie says applications for next year's new recruits are already flowing in. Molly Solomon for HPR News.